morning.
Yeah, fuck off.
It's 9 at night.
It's also not morning.
Nor is it afternoon. I mean, technically.
1 point goes against Nick.
You lose a point.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't get one.
I don't get one at all. You lost one.
I just lose one. How are we?
I'm good.
Wonderful. I just found out that Zach's dad listened to our podcast.
That yep. worries me.
Yeah, doesn't it?
You know, last time I talked to your dad, Zach?
Was he snapping clipboards?
Well, basically. No, he,
You've heard that story, right?
I haven't.
Dad snapping the clipboard?
Yeah, I remember that story.
What
he just snapped the clipboard.
What do you mean, snapped?
He was holding it, and he was mad.
Yeah.
And he just went, snap, and snapped it.
Along the metal, too. Like, snap the metal.
That would be pretty cool.
Snap the metal. No, I think last time I really, like, talked to your dad was, like, track in high school when he was mad at me. And he yelled at me to go make me run an extra lap for warm-up.
Yep.
That's the last time we talked to him.
Which didn't bother me because I was a distance runner. But
oh my, okay.
Did you really just crack your knuckle on the...
That is nice.
No, so I'm surprised your dad doesn't still... well, why would he still hate me? I mean, that was...
He doesn't hate you. He never hated you.
You know, I have this weird problem where, like, any person that I know's parents who has ever had an issue with me in the past, I assume hates my guts.
No.
To this day. And I know that's not true. I can name... I'm not going to name names on the podcast, but I can name a person whose dad should hate me and doesn't. Several, in fact.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you just have that thing where you assume people hate you, I think. I think not just with parents.
That's true. It's
I think you always assume that people hate you when they don't. But maybe it's your insecurity, Nick. Maybe we need to work through that.
Maybe we need to...
next time.
Maybe we need
on,
to have a
on the couch.
Maybe we need to have a podcast about that. About improving your self-esteem.
Just Nick. We're not doing us.
That is a good idea that we should do a therapy session at some point.
Like, we could do 3 weeks of that. Like,
I think we could.
Just intensive
right.
therapy.
Yeah. We come in with, like, notes and shit. Like, we, like, you know.
Yeah, like, the other two will go and they'll do some research and try and figure out, like, actually what therapists to do and try and develop.
Like, actually, yeah, like, psychological studies. Yeah,
and
yeah.
If you watch Rhett and Link, I know you do. I don't know if you do.
I have in the past, yes.
They did this thing where they did a sound therapy. Remember that?
Yeah, didn't they come out Friday or something?
That was fairly recent. It was past.
It was like last week
or three.
No, it was last week.
Well, I didn't watch them last week, so it must have been the week before.
Okay.
You watch any last weeks?
No.
Eh, you didn't miss much. Last week was kind of dragging. Oh me! Oh no! And then it was yeah.
Random YouTube channels.
But good Mythical Morning. Go on YouTube,
great.
Subscribe.
Yeah, great. If you guys wanted to, you can make we can make sound therapy for each other and shit like that. We can.
No. What is sound? I do not want your sound therapy.
What is sound
it's literally. You put on headphones, and the other two will design just, like, a track, like, of, like, it'll be things like someone talking to you, like, close your eyes.
Okay, yeah.
Right. And then you can put, like, therapeutic noise
in
the background.
Wait, I think we found that ending song.
I love when Zach...
His pauses, man.
My pause.
Leaves these long...
That's what I was just about to say. He's like Mendez. I was just about to say.
He's just like our professor.
You are just like
my
our
favorite professor.
Our
in the
favorite
world.
Gay Latino professor.
Is which, he gay?
Yes.
Okay.
No. One of my coworkers matched with him on Grindr.
Oh, so yes, he is gay.
Well, I mean, either that or he's in the wrong place.
He doesn't fully grasp.
He's said in class before about his gayness and Latinoness.
Yeah.
Talks about it quite often.
Yeah.
My cousin had him for the same class that I'm taking with
him. Is
he
a younger guy or is he an older guy?
He's older.
He's very old.
15 years ago. So he's been there for a while, and he's teaching the same class, and we just...
He's been there since...
Because I don't know why, when you talk about him...
I think he's been there since, like, the 80s or the 90s.
But when you talk about him... Nick, not Nico. Fuck Nico. When Nick talks about him...
That was so passive aggressive. Where did that come from?
Well, no, because when you had him, you talked about him all the time.
Yeah, but that was so
Nico
bitter.
Nico doesn't fuck Nico. Fuck off.
And nothing in, like...
That's okay. Zach's default mode. Whenever, like,
Nico.
Whenever Nico is brought up in a sentence, just fuck
that's
it. Just
my
fuck
that guy. My topics are to fuck with Nico.
Okay, cool.
which we'll get to in a minute.
Obviously.
But whenever you talked about him... I guess the two of you. I imagine, like, this young, like, early 30s guy.
Here's the thing. He doesn't look like an old man, though. He is old. But, I mean, he looks okay for
it's,
an old guy.
It's Latino genes, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
They just have good genes, though. Like, I feel like they don't
do they have good genes?
Yeah, they do.
Blacks
I would
have
say,
good genes.
I would say...
Okay, now we're getting into an area that we
blacks. What are you, my grandfather?
They
oh, yeah, they're blacks, damn.
Actually, I don't know if you guys know this, but the most, attractive and a lot of times healthy people tend to be mixed race, and I don't mean like I don't mean like color. I mean many, many different races. Now, the people who are very, very, very mixed up tend to be very, very attractive and very healthy.
Okay, so I'm going to throw something out there for a second. This probably has nothing to do with it. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But is that like the same thing with dogs? Where the more a mutt a dog is, the healthier it is.
We're getting into dangerous territory.
The reason...
Well, no. Dangerous no. This is a very serious question. I see what you're saying.
The reason is...
Because mutts are the healthiest dogs. Purebred dogs, don't buy a purebred dog. Get a mutt. They'll live longer. There's less health complications.
Yeah, usually. Typically, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what it kind of comes down to is that...
I'm not saying you should buy a mixed race person, because that's slavery, and we don't do that.
We generally don't condone.
Although, wasn't it up until, like, the 60s, slavery was still legal in, like, Pennsylvania or something like that?
Yeah, but those states already, like, they already, like, unofficially abolished it. They didn't... But just, like, technically in Connecticut, I think you can still, like, fuck animals, like, but nobody does it. So it's not...
You can?
It's something crazy
there's that. There's... Maybe. It might be. Oh. There's... And I mean... There's like laws like that like it's never been an issue.
I can stop being so bashful about it then. That's awesome.
No, great, Nico. I'm glad.
Boy, you can stop being so bashful.
You're fired.
Again?
No, I don't know about the health of a mixed race person. I just know that all of them seem to be just drop dead gorgeous.
They are gorgeous. They are beautiful.
I can name three. Right off the top
like,
of my head.
No, that are coming straight to mind. Just mixed race people are just
Tinderella.
Perfect. Yes.
Remember my Tinderella?
I do remember Tinderella.
Black, Puerto Rican, Native American, Egyptian, and Italian.
Oh my god, yeah. Yeah. That's great.
That was an interesting, very interesting, very interesting.
That also sort of...
And that's
you know, I'm not even going to say it. Never mind.
I can name two more examples, but like I said, I don't like to name people that we know on the podcast after the incident.
The incident. The chick.
I'm lost.
Remember
the
chick from Game of Thrones, Khaleesi's.
Yeah. She was a mixed race, wasn't she? She was like many things. Yeah. So I.
As for guys, Steph Curry.
I remembered what I wanted to tell you guys. By the way, you still have the pen, right? And is this paper okay to use?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll write the name without telling you the name.
Okay.
I saw somebody the other day.
So while you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you're so right.
No, this has nothing to do with that, but okay.
Okay.
She is.
The other day, I was driving to work, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And so we're getting off topic for a moment. Okay. driving to work, this is what I wanted to talk about.
This whole podcast is off.
No, but I just remembered what I wanted to talk about before. Yeah. So I was driving to work, 10 a.m. I'm driving, and next to me, I see this girl I went to high school with. And I'm looking out the window, and I recognize her, and she doesn't look at me right away. But... At one point she does, and I'm pretty sure she didn't recognize me because, you know, I have the facial hair, and it's been a while, and my hair's styled differently. Like, a lot of things, you know. I don't look the same way I did in high school, necessarily. If not at a first glance, and we were never really friends, so.
Sorry, it looked like you had pen on your forehead.
I might.
No, you don't. Anyway, it looked like pen. So,
I looked over, though, and she was texting on her phone while driving.
Okay.
And in my head, I went, that's not a good... I said, you shouldn't do that. You know, you're gonna hit something is my thought process. Like, it's not safe.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, I'm like, whatever. So we keep driving. She's in the lane to the left of me. And as we're going, I'm watching, and she rear-ends somebody. Very lightly. She came to a full stop.
It was a tap, yeah.
She was at a full stop at a red light. The light turned green. They started to move, but the person in front of them didn't move. She started to move and rear-ended them. There was no damage, but it was so funny. It was so, so funny.
You saw it coming.
In my head, 2 seconds before, I was like, don't do that.
Yeah.
So this is our PSA. Do not text and drive.
That's pretty great.
Folks at home,
please. That's pretty great.
Especially if you're listening to this right now in the car, as I know some lawyers do. There was one.
There is a lawyer that does that.
He was a very
nice. I'm missing something.
There was a lawyer who sent us an email.
He still listens.
Saying,
he listens to all my stuff.
He listens in the car and... you know,
we make his drive.
We appreciate you, by the way. We appreciate you. But
this is a normal thing. I'd know nothing.
Don't text and drive, though.
No, I got
it. That's important. I just wanted to share that with everyone.
Yeah. Good story.
I have a car story.
I just wanted to share that.
Good story.
I have a car story.
Back of the car story.
That I hinted at before.
Okay. Hint at it.
As you guys know,
mm-hmm.
in my car,
mm-hmm.
there was a radio when I bought the car.
There was a radio.
There was a radio. When I bought the car, it was an aftermarket radio.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I recall.
It's a pretty good radio.
Yeah. It's an alright radio.
Has some bass to it.
Yeah.
Well, I just told you guys this.
I discovered
a new level of bass in my car.
Did you?
To the point where it untied my shoe. And let me explain.
Double knot, bunny ears, what were we talking about here?
bunny ears?
Bunny ears? Like, is it never not bunny ears? Have you ever seen a shoelace tied by... Like,
have you ever seen a shoelace tied by an autistic kid? Because... They usually just tie
them. There we go!
Hey!
There it is!
All right, we had a good run, guys. Five yes. months. Congratulations.
Okay, I had fun. Thank you. Right, thank see you. Never,
time.
I guess.
I didn't
okay.
have fun.
anyway.
It was a waste of time.
So, my shoes, actually, I never even tightened it back up.
Yeah.
I just sort of put it back together.
But did you double knot it, or was it one knot?
It was double knotted.
Wow.
I got in my car, and it was on my left foot, so it just sort of sits there, because I don't have a manual or anything.
Mm.
So it just sits there. I didn't move it between school and home, so like 20 minutes.
Mm. Yeah.
And I had my radio, not as loud as it can get, but pretty fucking loud. And I was cycling through the different equalizer
settings. What
were
you listening to, by the way?
Is that something you do regularly?
Yeah.
You try out the equalizer settings?
Yeah. Because there's like 7 presets on my car. Mm. So I was just cycling through them, and I got to super bass.
Ah.
You know, it's much like the bass boost.
I was just about to sing that.
So.
Holy shit, we were on point today. Oh my god.
So
we're fucking hive-minded today, dude.
Oh, so, we're hive-minded triplets today.
I'm just listening to a bunch of like dubstep off my phone. So I'm like, okay, fuck yeah. It moved my mirror.
Wow.
Out of
well, I've had that. I've had
all
that.
Three.
What all three.
The
ones on the outside?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if this speaks to the intensity of the bass or the shittiness of your car.
A little
like
of both.
Yeah.
But, so I'm driving, and I didn't turn it down when I got off the highway, because why the fuck would I?
Why not?
You know, I'm a dick.
Yeah.
So I get home, and I finally turn it down, and I step out of my car, and my fucking shoe is untied.
Yeah.
I guess the vibrations from the bass loosened it up.
Wow. A double knot.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was intense.
That's pretty good.
It was fucking great.
It's pretty great.
Were you listening to Motorhead?
I just told you. I was listening to dubstep.
No, I was listening to Fish.
Fuck Fish.
Okay. Before we get started, do you want to share your great Muppet joke beforehand?
I mean, a Muppet joke?
This is going to be really inorganic and out of context.
Yeah, a Muppet joke.
No, it was so funny.
It was so good.
At least in the moment.
We need to just give you credit for it, because I just feel like it just needs to go on record that you said this. So we're watching the Muppets.
The new one.
Have you seen the new trailer for it?
No, I have self-respect.
Very funny.
How dare you?
There's actually two things I want to talk about.
Okay, let me give you the pitch on it, okay?
A pitch.
It's The Office...
with Muppets.
Except it's Muppets.
So it's a new show?
Yeah, it's a new show. But it's like an adult-oriented
it's so
Muppet sitcom. And it's in the style of The Office.
So
like documentary style, dry humor.
We'll get back to my line.
Who's making it?
NBC.
ABC.
ABC.
It's like, you know, the Henson people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
In the show, this is when Nico and I realized it wasn't for kids anymore. They're talking about getting a boyfriend from his piggy.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned Josh Groban.
Yes, because
right?
Josh Groban ends up dating Miss Piggy.
Yeah. So they're talking about it, and Pepe, you know Pepe. Pepe.
Oh, yeah, the bastard.
Bastard? How dare you?
How dare you?
Okay, so you do know who Pepe is,
yeah,
right?
He's the Italian one, right?
He's the flea-looking thing.
The Italian
one. I got mixed up.
Latin one. That's Rizzo. You're thinking of Rizzo the
rat. I'm thinking
of Rizzo. No, this is Pepe the King Prawn. He's a shrimp.
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yeah, that ugly fucker. Okay, he's awful.
He always wears, like, a gold chain. Like, he's... Yeah. So...
Probably a bit of a racial commentary.
I think
maybe.
He's probably, like, Albanian, then.
I don't know.
The Albanians love the chains.
They really do.
But anyway.
They work it.
Anyway.
I think so.
Do they?
If anyone does.
Off topic, guys. To the point where now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do. Yeah. Anyway. So they're talking about Josh Groban. And one of the female Muppets mentioned it and said, like, he's so dreamy or something like that.
Yeah.
And Pepe goes, yeah, he is. And everyone looks at him and goes, what? I mean, he gives me feelings, and gender is fluid.
Well, there we go.
It's pretty great.
All right, okay. So we've officially reached the point in human history where Trump can be president, and the Muppets are
We're talking about gender fluidity.
And we have reached an all-time historical point where literally...
Now is the start of that movie, Idiocracy.
I'm a big fan of the Muppets. Kermit.
Yeah.
New chief of staff.
You've seen Idiocracy, right?
I have not, but
I've
heard great things.
Starring the lesser Wilson.
The lesser, which is possible.
Luke Wilson?
Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson, wait a minute. First of all, I don't want to get too into it here. Luke Wilson, the superior Wilson. I will not have it any other way.
Is that saying much? That's like, you're the best cash register person at fucking McDonald's.
Of course. Of course. True. But it's like, it's the same thing saying Kieran Culkin is the superior Culkin.
Let me tell you why you're biased.
Why?
It's because you don't like Owen Wilson's nose.
I'm a big fan of his nose. I'm actually a big fan of it.
I don't believe you.
I'm a big fan
of
his
nose. Is that one of the topics is Owen Wilson's nose?
It should be, actually. Let me...
But nope. What's in the hat's in the hat.
I will go on the record saying Luke Wilson, the better Wilson.
All right.
But okay, anyway. So, we're watching it. Just for the record. He's on record.
Yeah.
We're watching it, and we're talking about who our favorite... Muppets are.
We're ranking the Muppets.
So he goes, well, what about Fonzie Bear? And I'm like, Fonzie? No, it's Fozzie Bear.
You're right.
He goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, it's Fozzie Bear. It's not, he's not a bear, he's a bear.
All right. And that has been Zach's weekly Muppets joke, everybody. It's a new segment.
I'm coming. Okay.
All right.
Wait, I have another one then.
Okay, wait till next week, dude.
No, I can't.
Wait, save. It's going to be a weekly thing. Okay. I don't know why, but it's going to be a weekly thing. All right, get the hat. Ready, guys?
We're going to play.
We're playing a game.
I think I called it Up on Your Soapbox or something like that.
Yes.
Last week, something like that. Something about a soapbox.
Sure. Yeah, Up on Your Soapbox.
Soapbox City.
So, we need to explain. We didn't explain last time.
No, we didn't.
On purpose.
So, each of us wrote down 5 suggestions.
He's tweeting a quote. A little tease for the listeners.
I am going to. We all wrote down 5 things. And we put them in a hat. And somebody's going to draw from the hat.
Yeah.
And they have to rant about that topic for... Are we setting a two-minute max?
I think hit 2 minutes as close as you possibly can.
As close as we possibly can.
I think you hit 2.
Okay.
Set the timer, and we just gotta go.
Yeah, and we're gonna go, and if you can't, it's no big deal, but there's gonna be, like, a discussion about it, I'm sure, at some... Did you tag me in it?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And, who wants to go first?
Okay, so first of all, we have to set ranting, so in other words, no positivity here. We are just destroying whatever this topic is, whether or not we feel negatively about it. We gotta make it up as we go along.
Can I ask a question real quick before we do this?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you guys in general. Yeah. Did you guys do incredibly specific things, or were you vague as hell?
There's some vague ones, there's some specific ones.
I went pretty much all specific.
Okay, I'd like to say I was probably... I'd like to say I was a little bit of both, but in reality, I was probably vague.
I saw what one of yours was.
In here, or before?
In here.
Oh, okay.
Just when I was mixing them up. It was pretty vague.
I'm hoping it's the one that starts with an S.
Yes.
Yes!
I saw that one.
Okay. That one is good. The best part is it's not even plural.
It's just one. It's just the one.
All right, so you want to start?
So who wants to go first?
You can go.
Yeah, one of the other rules is we can't pick a topic that we put in there. That's why we all have separate paper, different papers, we can tell.
Yeah, we have to distinguish it. So. And I will also turn the mic, no interrupting. So it's just, you go, dude.
Okay, so.
I'm going to give you the mic right now.
I picked.
So who's did you pick?
This was Nico's.
Okay.
This is a good one.
Okay. All right. Should we even wait? I have a question. Should he even say what the topic is, or should he just start ranting and kind of like they'll figure it out as we go? Or should you like be like, this is the topic?
Nah, I feel like we'll work the topic in, but like,
okay,
because it's gonna be obvious.
Yeah. I guess make it clear what the topic is.
Okay.
All right, ready? 2 minutes on the clock.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I don't know if I can do 2 minutes. Yeah, okay.
That's the goal.
Okay.
is it the one I think? Okay, alright. Yeah, I think I know which one it is. Alright, ready? Go.
So, I would just like to start this off with, Misa, I think he's so stupid. I got fucking Jar Jar Binks. He's the dumbest character in all of Star Wars. There's 100% no reason why he should be included. Not to mention, when I think Jar Jar, I think that Aunt Jar Jar Mima thing that I saw on the internet, which was him as a fucking bottle of syrup, and it's not even funny. Okay, it's funny, but it's not that funny. Anyway, there's no point behind Jar Jar Binks. He was annoying. I think we can all agree that he's annoying. Everyone who's ever seen the prequels, which, by the way, are the worst movies ever. Ever in the series. And
ever.
If you had to pick one character, if you met in real life, to murder violently, It would be Jar Jar. I think everyone is unless I think I guess if you grew up forget with Hannibal. Jar Jar Binks, what?
Forget Hannibal Lecter.
Forget no, fuck Hannibal Lecter. Kill Jar Jar. Hannibal Lecter's cool. I'm gonna have him for dinner.
I'm pointing, Zach. Holy shit, showing your prowess.
So anyway, what am I at? A minute? I still have a minute? Okay. There's no reason behind Jar Jar. I don't understand. No one understands him when he talks. It makes no sense. I don't understand. What? His ears. What's with his ears? Oh my god, you're what? Right. They hang that. I want to grab him, tie him around a tree, and fucking yank him the other way. Okay? I want to tie his ears to two horses and say, yeah, in the opposite direction. Okay? Jar Jar. Oh, Jar Jar. Okay. If Jar Jar wasn't in the first movie? Not in the first. Was it the first one? I don't even remember. That's how much I hate the fucking guy.
Well, he was a senator. If he wasn't,
which I don't understand. How did he become a senator? He did nothing. He was a bumbling fool.
Misa building a wall.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I don't understand why he has to start with everything saying fucking Misa. It's so dumb. Wow, I'm fired up. Let's do another one.
time. You know, I just want to say the reason you have to say Misa is because you'll get confused about who he's talking about.
Misa. I think he's so stupid.
I will
he's
just so add to that. Dumb. You say he's the worst character in Star Wars. The reason why I included that in is because I have a very specific take on him. Oh. He is the worst character
ever
in all of literature. He is the worst in any form
I hate
of popular
so
culture, of art, or anything. He is the worst in the history of
Nico,
mankind.
Can you please pick one of mine first?
Yeah, I'll try.
Okay. Sure. You'll try?
Right, well, I'll grab it. All right.
Okay, so who's going next?
Oh, we'll just go around like this and keep doing that. Right.
Until we get bored.
But, no, do you guys have any other comments on Jar Jar? Because we don't have to just stop
fuck
after. We can
Jar Jar Binks.
Like, yeah. I mean, did you want to say anything? Oh did God. You want to, like, real quick, just, like, go on your specific take on him? Like, what do you think of him?
I think he's horrible.
You
I
think mean, he's horrible.
I think no.
Do
I
you
think
like him. Nick?
Can I ask a serious question? Now, I don't.
You're
really,
not a big Star Wars fan.
I like the
original.
I like the originals. I like the video game. I like the Star Wars franchise as a franchise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The actual movies, they're like good, but especially the prequels, they're like not that great. The new one, the old ones are good.
Understatement.
The old ones are good. The prequels, not that great.
Understatement.
But the real question I have, the real questions I have is, why do people even get so upset about Jar Jar? Like, yeah, he wasn't a good part of it, but some people are so adamantly hateful. I don't feel like Jar Jar ruined anything. I think if Jar Jar wasn't there,
it's a very good point.
They still wouldn't have been good.
Well, yeah, because they purposely took him out of Episode 2, and Episode 2 still blew.
Yeah, it's not like he made it better or worse. And quite frankly, though,
it's
of the prequels, Episode 3 really isn't that bad.
No, it's
really not.
It's really not.
I think part of it is just everybody knew what was going to happen. And
I
also,
think, well, that for me
and
is what
also
makes episode
the,
3 great.
Yeah, but also,
episode 3 was good.
The transition.
I'll go
though,
on. I'll say that.
Yeah, the only bad thing about episode 3 was the transition from Anakin being good to bad was just like too.
It was a snap.
It was just too much of a quick snap. Mm-hmm. They should have been like hinting at it into 2, even episode 2, and like really building it. But anyways, so we're done with Star Wars.
Okay.
I just wanted to add that because I don't understand why people hate Jar Jar.
I just think that for me, it represents a very significant change to, wow, these are like profound, allegorical, great, like iconic films to George Lucas is making movies for his kids.
Is it one of Nico's?
yep.
I can never tell because one's an N and
no,
the other is a Z.
No, you know what my Z's look like.
Because I do that too. I do that too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yours is weird. Yeah. Okay.
It's a European-y way to do it.
Okay, so...
Okay, this may be... All right. This
Nico,
may be a
I hate you.
One. I put some tricky ones in there.
Yeah, this is a tricky one.
I'm happy I picked Jar Jar as my first.
All right, so...
I'll say that.
Before we even go into this, by the way, I'm going to easily be the worst one at this. Just That's just hands
and,
down.
Yeah, we know that. We do.
So...
No.
We expected it.
We expect, yeah.
Here's what I said.
I was the one who recommended this.
Yeah,
so.
Here's what I said beforehand is that Zach and I are far more angrier than you.
Well, see, but I think I'm good at this because you've both heard my coconut.
Because you're anal?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're anal?
No.
Because you're anal?
Yes. Because, see, so you had to say it 3 times.
Swipe and swipe. Come on, man.
So, but like, I get very fired up very easily about things.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say.
And I do, like, the Nico show is me yelling. So, like, I feel like I have a lot of
pressure. It is basically.
What are you doing with the ones that you...
Oh, I put it way back here.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm ready.
Behind the head.
Okay, ready? 2 minutes on the clock. And the floor recognizes Mr. Evangelista. Go.
War! What is it good for? Genocide. Genocide is...
It was war?
Literally... No, it's genocide. Oh. Genocide is literally a wasteful... just waste of human life. Take millions of people. Millions of people just fucking... Take their lives away. What's the fucking point? Now, I'm gonna ask you, shut up. What do you accomplish with genocide? Can I ask you this? Alright, what is the point? Who's ever been like, yes, genocide is the answer?
Hitler.
Hey, I have a problem. Genocide is yes. But what did Hitler accomplish? Let's say...
the extermination of the 11 million people.
Listen, shut up! Listen. Hey, what's his point? Okay. Oh, I'm gonna kill the Jews. Okay. Let's say, hypothetical situation here, Hitler succeeds. Hitler wins. 2015, Hitler is our god, okay? That's where we live right now. Walk with me, alright? Now, what do we benefit, okay? Sure, now, Hitler is the leader of this new world, full of dead people! Hitler himself didn't even fit his idea of perfection. What the fuck? These people, the people who lead these types of genocides like this, the Catholics, did this. People who lead this.
The Catholics!
The people who lead this don't even match their ideal selves that they're trying to find. The Catholics are killing people in the name of Jesus, who said don't kill people. I don't understand. There's no fucking point. It is literally just wasteful. And that's all I have, and you can waste 30 seconds thinking about what I just told you. All right?
Okay, moment of silence for the next 20 seconds. And everyone shut up.
Oh yeah, 9/11. That's right. Fucking Christ. We're just gonna blow up the top. We built more. You didn't do anything. What the fuck? You piece of the shit.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Nick, that was amazing.
We built more.
Oh, we built more. Okay. You didn't do... I have a really bad joke.
First of all, A for effort. But okay,
I just tried getting angry because you said that's what I needed to
do. It worked.
I wrote.
Oh my god!
So I put genocide on the piece of paper.
Wow.
What's the point? I couldn't. What the hell are they supposed to?
What did he accomplish? Well, he did exterminate 11 million people.
Oh my god!
No, not 11. 9?
No, 11 million.
Was it 11 million?
6 million Jews, 5 million others.
I thought it was 3 million.
Yeah.
Whatever. That was...
If you're German, it was. If you're German, it was like 2 million.
That's horrible. That was good. That was a pretty
Bravo.
Good
one. I hit you with a bit of a curveball there, and you recovered quite nicely.
All right, so, Nico, you have to pick one of mine.
You don't have to, actually.
No, you do.
Because literally...
Well, no, I put them all three because I was thinking of Nico when I wrote them all.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. This is a Zachary one. Okay, here we go.
Okay, yep.
Someone. You should have given me this one.
Someone want to time me?
I can
me
go
here.
To town I on got this you. Motherfucker.
Someone want to time me?
Okay, ready? Nico, you may begin.
In a world where Tommy Wiseau has made a film, has financed the production of a movie that has captured the hearts, minds, and admiration.
When did this become this fucking political speech?
Of hundreds and hundreds of cinema fans across the world. We.
Just hundreds.
Of so many podcasters across the universe.
All four of us.
In a world where Tommy Wiseau is a name we all admire, Zack fucking Snyder should be nothing but a small whisper echoing through the ethers of doom and destruction. Zack fucking Snyder. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, about Zack Snyder. Okay? Watchmen. Alright, Watchmen's good flick, right? We all enjoy Watchmen. Good graphic novel and shit. Like, they show boobs in it, and it's a fucking thing.
And dicks.
Okay, here's the deal. There's a scene in Watchmen, and this just goes to show you, because of course Zack Snyder's not good for anything. 300, fucking, the five Sucker Punch movies, which, you seen those pieces of shit? There was like 10!
One!
What are you talking about? There's like five! What's the one, is it Resident Evil? What is it?
Yeah, that's completely different.
I always get them confused.
They're not the same!
He doesn't make good films. But then there's a scene in Watchmen, which is a fairly good movie, alright? And it's a sex scene. Do you know what song is playing during that sex scene? Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Fucking Hallelujah. As two fucking mutant creatures are banging each other. I can never hear that song again ever the same way without thinking Time's of up. Zack Snyder's Time's stupid up. Fucking okay. face. Fuck that guy. I'd rather see 10 Tommy Wiseau movies before another okay. Zack Snyder movie.
Here's the
maybe,
issue.
Maybe if you didn't spend 50 seconds before you even said the name Zack Snyder.
I'm sorry. Tommy Wiseau's on the mind lately. Okay, I talked about this in the Nico show yesterday.
Hold on. Because I would like to point something out.
What?
There was only one mutant... In Watchmen.
I don't know.
Get your facts straight.
And he didn't have sex.
I refuse. There was a sex scene.
Between two humans.
Yeah, between Silk Spectre and Night Owl.
I'm sorry.
Not between Dr. Manhattan
Look, it's not
and
worth
himself.
My time. It's not what? Worth my time.
himself. He could, though.
He so could. That's the best part.
He could manipulate the
He could literally
universe.
Fuck himself. Who did I pick first?
Tommy was so
I picked
just
one of yours
on my...
first. No.
No, nobody's picked any of mine yet.
No,
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
I should probably mention this on the podcast, because we did get some good feedback on the Room show.
Yeah, I actually got a whole six views on my site,
yeah.
Which is like an all-time high in a long time.
I cannot stop thinking about the Room. Like, it's Ooh. Been on my mind. And I love it the more I think about it, and it's just... So, anyway, listen to the Nico show. I talk all about it for, like, 20 minutes.
Don't listen to the Nico show. You can do better.
Okay. That's yours? This is a good one. I've actually thought about how much I hate this.
I don't even remember what I put. You'll find out.
I will.
So, yeah, when are you going to stop me?
And go.
Okay, so I get the idea of the foreign film. I really do. Okay? I don't understand why they're so popular here. Maybe it's because we're a mixed fucking country with the melting pot. But no, it's America. The only foreign film really should be the English ones because they speak fucking English in them. But if
we're
you have
America.
To... If you have to...
We speak English
if you, Would you
country.
Shut up? If you have to
it's not me, it's Trump.
Watch... If you have to watch the movie in the theaters with subtitles, something's wrong. I don't know if that's just me, and that's just my English thing. Okay.
Preach!
Okay, but, and another thing is, they're so looser in so looser.
You know,
so much looser.
About the lack of proper English.
I failed English in high school, okay? I don't speak it. I fucking speak it! I speak American. What was I talking about? Foreign films. Okay. Let's take a Serbian film. Which is the extreme of the extreme. You cannot get away with anything like the Serbian film over here in America. You just can't. Even in Serbia, they'd be like, no, that's fucked up. But still, they probably would be like, that's fucked up. Okay, whatever. We can't just let it go over here. And I don't understand the concepts of foreign films. Mind you, here's what I'm saying, okay, the concepts, I mean, when I watch one, I never truly understand what the plot is, again, unless it's a British film, but that's because it's like Hollywood, they're just speaking in British accents, but like, I've watched an Indian film, can't tell you what the fucking plot of it was, I've seen a German film, can't tell you what the fucking plot of that movie was, I've seen a French film, a fucking Russian film, I've seen a Swiss film. I don't remember anything about that movie at all. They're not memorable like they are here.
I like how you assume that humanity is just different because they're speaking a different language.
Is that what I assumed?
I think you kind of just did. But all right.
No, I don't know.
Fair
enough.
No,
I'm saying the culture.
That was some good Trump logic.
I was saying the culture is different.
Unfortunately, that was my least favorite. Of all the ones I've
really?
Been
there. Mm-hmm. Alright, here we go. You're gonna go for Nick or Nico or Zach there?
What did I get last time?
Nico.
Okay, you got a Nico. Nice. That's really
Did
nice.
You go me? You can pick on that one.
You got options?
Yep. Okay. I was really hoping you would get that.
How do I handle this?
Okay. Yeah, you get to pick one.
All right. I'll do both.
And I kind of... You're going to do both?
Yeah, I'll find a way.
Do both.
All right.
I'll find a way.
2 minutes on the clock.
Okay, ready?
Let's back up because fucking...
It's time for the shouting. And go.
All right. There are two shows on television that our friend Nico here would probably consider the best shows that he's ever seen in his life.
I know it's coming.
Two of them.
I know it's coming.
And they're both... Well, one's great, but one is fucking retarded.
Oh.
How dare you! How dare you!
This is Nick's rant, people.
As for the great is the great Breaking Bad. All right, everybody loves Breaking Bad. What is Breaking Bad about? It's a rather simple idea. High school teacher becomes a meth dealer. That show is fantastic. Simple, it's so simple. It's so easy.
As opposed to the show
and now you come in with this other show that Nico seems to love for some reason with this complex, convoluted plot
it is.
About nothing.
High concept.
High concept. Fucking Seinfeld. Jerry Seinfeld is the worst comedian I've ever seen in my life. Ever. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay? Can you name a single comedian who is worse than Jerry Seinfeld?
Ralphie May.
Ralphie May is a god compared to Jerry Seinfeld. All right?
Like how fast I was at that.
Because at least Ralphie May is a racist. All right? And racism is always funny.
Wee Man?
Wee Man is not a comedian.
Yes, he is.
He definitely
is. He's a midget.
He definitely
This isn't about midgets. It's about those two shows.
This isn't about midgets. This is mostly about Seinfeld. This is not made for me, so this is a very difficult topic, because this is definitely aimed at Nico. But Seinfeld, I actually hate the show. Now, if we're going to get serious for a moment here, for the next 30 seconds, we're going to be serious. I actually hate Seinfeld with a passion. I think it's dumb. I don't like Seinfeld. I don't know any other characters' names, and I hate them all. Kramer's all right, but he's an idiot.
There's a character.
Get out. And when the only quote I can remember from that show is, "No soup for you." You know, what the fuck is that even about? What is that show? It's a dumb show.
That's the worst episode ever made.
It's a low concept, piece of shit show. There's nothing good about it. And it went on for way too many seasons. They should have stopped after one. Breaking Bad is great.
I would like to say probably my favorite quote in that whole show. But I don't want to be a pirate.
Now.
You don't know I don't want to be a pirate?
Nope. I just learned a valuable lesson. I'm not going to pick Zach's ever again, because those are just, you literally said they're directly aimed at Nico. I went for it anyway.
Okay, no.
This is, you could do the other ones. This.
That is me.
I was hoping he wouldn't pick this one.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make you choose.
To make me choose.
These are his two favorite shows.
That's what I've always said is my top two, and I've never committed to one. I've always said those are the top two.
So I wanted to see which one you would have done and why.
All right, well,
to finally get an answer.
Maybe if you want to save, maybe I'll attempt it a little later if you want to. Okay.
So next up, give me the phone.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Nick, you're wrong. Seinfeld is amazing.
Yeah, you're.
I hate it so much. Oh,
my Festivus for the rest of us. Well, hold on. Who'd you get last time? You got me.
He didn't pick me yet.
Okay. Here we go.
Yes.
Did he get it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good luck.
For the record. It's not plural.
I see that.
Okay, ready? Tell me when you're good.
Do you have a phone
charger
down here,
by the way? No, I don't.
Shit.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
We got three basic groups. We got the forks. We got the knives. And we got the spoon. Because it says spoon on the page.
It says spoon.
Each of them serve unique functions. Oh, wait, no, they don't. Oh, no, they don't. See, the knife can be used as a weapon, can be used to cut things, can be used for practical needs, can be used to open containers, can be used in so many different areas of life. Then you got the fork. Okay, listen, I'm not a big fan of the fork myself. I will not go on record defending the fork. But what I will tell you is this. In terms of security, when it comes to the food that you are eating, when it comes down to stabbing and maintaining control of pieces of food, no utensil does it better than the fork. Incorrect. Then you got The spoon.
Let's go.
What does the spoon do exactly? I would say it helps you scoop up some food until it fucking falls out.
Soup.
Until you pick up, just fucking drink the soup. Why did we need to, why did we have to make this declaration that we had to eat with a spoon? All right. What? Cereal again. Why aren't we drinking cereal? It all could work. But somehow the man has said, you know what? We're going to use utensils to have these things that we can drink normally. All right. The spoon is a stupid hybrid utensil that is used for food like drinks and drink like foods. Okay. Fucking just lick the ice cream. All right, here's the deal. I don't use spoons. Mostly because I have an eating disorder, but for the most part, I don't like spoons. The others have functions. The spoon does not. It's a waste of time. It's ineffective. It is bad at picking up and maintaining control of food, which is what utensils are supposed to do. In that area, it has failed. In that area, the spoon is the worst eating utensil.
I would just like to point out something real fast. Earlier on in the evening, Nigo offered me some cake. This is relevant, I swear. And I'm going to get very NPR on you right now. And while I was enjoying the cake, this moist, delicious cake, with a fork, as one would do, this is very creepy. As I was enjoying the cake with a fork, as normal people do, I look over and Nico's eating the fucking shit with a spoon. He's using a spoon. I would also like to point out, Nico claims the spoon is the hybrid weapon. Is the hybrid weapon. The hybrid utensil. Nay, nay, I say. I say nay, nay. The spork is the hybrid.
Well, the spork, for the record, spork is better than spoon.
Spork is the greatest utensil ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the knife on the other end?
Yeah, oh, I have one of those.
The best.
I legitimately have one. It's a fork, a knife, and a spoon all in one.
Great. And it has amazing. A bottle opener on the handle.
No, I don't have that.
Nah.
I was going somewhere.
And toenail clippers.
But yeah.
But what, okay, but then point out, now, when I got halfway done with the cake, what did I then continue to do?
Not clean up, because you're a fucking animal.
No, I
this guy. Oh my god.
What he was going for.
No, sir, he used his hands.
I'm sorry, I just started.
Because you're a fucking animal.
I just started eating it with my hands.
Now,
I don't use utensils, people.
You made me realize a great thing.
What?
We say knives, we say forks. We don't really say spoons. Like, I don't hear people say spoons very often.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
I mean, we generally...
Where the hell... What world are you living in where people don't say spoons?
It's not that spoons is grammatically...
Hey, where are the spoons?
Right.
Go over to the spoons.
But
get
nobody,
me some spoons.
Nobody talks
just
about...
three examples.
Nobody, let's play spoons.
Let's play spoons.
Nobody talks about spoons in plural because nobody needs more than one ever.
That's true.
Why do you need more than one fork?
When you're out with your friends, you all get a forks to eat something with.
No,
nobody gets a bunch
you
of
say,
spoons.
Can we each get a fork?
Fuck you. I don't. I go, can we each get a spoon? Oh, and some forks. Every time.
I stand behind the spoon. It's still the worst utensil, though. I will
Why?
Say.
But you're missing.
It's ineffective.
I think the toothpick.
We have
is much less efficient.
Sure,
we have three Italians here.
Yes.
So I'm going to say something.
The bread is the best utensil.
The bread
I stole it
is the fourth and greatest utensil of all time.
That's true. That's
I just
point.
Wanted to steal your thunder.
Yeah, I know. But no, it's I'm totally fine. But it's true. There's four utensils in an Italian house. There's the fork, the spoon, the knife, and bread.
And the bread. Should we just pick blind at this
Who
point?
Who did... No, I want to go back and forth. Who did I just pick?
I don't fucking know.
You picked mine.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Here we go again.
Okay. Oh, jeez. I can only imagine which one it was. All right. I actually forgot a couple of them I put, too. All right, here we go. And 2 minutes go.
Everybody loves summer. Everybody loves barbecues. What people don't love about barbecues is the water balloons.
Amen.
You go to fill them up,
Amen.
And they pop. They never fit. Have you seen? Oh, my God. I saw a commercial. Why did I say it like
I
that?
I do declare.
I do declare. I saw this commercial for this water balloon pump thing. It has a nozzle on the end that you slip the balloon
oh,
over.
God.
But in, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But in the fucking commercial, I can only assume it was a woman. I'm gonna get so much hate for that.
from our three listeners. Okay, so this person goes to put the water balloon on the faucet without any adapter. Yeah. Why do you need an adapter? A, to fill up a water balloon. It's stupid. B, they don't make them big enough. If you made a big water balloon, sure, maybe. Maybe make them a little bit thicker. Oh, but they have to pop. Half of them don't fucking pop when you throw them anyway. You lose water. When you go to tie them, they'll explode. They make a mess all over the place. More than half the time, they're not biodegradable. I've seen biodegradable water balloons, and they fucking suck compared to the actual water balloons. But you want to be good to the environment. Water balloon. They're unnecessary. Okay, if you want to fight, go with the Super Soaker. They're easier to fill. They're more fun. You can run and do commando shit with them. Maybe if you have a water balloon, use it as a grenade. Quota said a grenade. Not grenades, because fuck the water. Nobody wants to fill them. They're a pain to transport. When you're walking with them, if you stumble, more than half of them are going to fucking pop right in the bucket. When you fill them and they explode, or they pop off the nozzle and you get soaked, that's not the point. You want to get other people soaked. What time am I at? Okay? It doesn't make any sense. Who saw a balloon? What came first? The water balloon or the... Who saw a balloon? Who saw a balloon and said, I'm filling that shit with water and chucking it? The only good thing that comes about them is when you get the big ones and drop them off of tall buildings right on people's heads. Because they freak out. They don't know what to do. Oh, do it to a businessman in a suit. He gets mad.
All right. Nice button there. Okay. First of all, great question. Because here's the thing.
I really don't think it was.
But no, but think about it, though. Did we have water first? I mean, I feel like controlled helium must have been a pretty recent thing, right? I feel like it's much easier to fill it with you know, fill latex with water first.
Is it me
water
or him?
First.
Him, right?
Anyway, oh god, it's a Nico.
It's a Nico.
But no. Seriously, I want to just discuss the water balloon.
Yes.
Do you have fun using water balloons?
Never.
On occasion.
Never.
I mean,
I have never. I want to make that clear. I have never ever had fun using.
You know what's more fun than the water balloons?
What?
Okay. The whole point is you throw it and they explode and you get soaked, right? You know those squishy foam balls. In pools that soak up the water.
Yeah, sure.
You can do the same thing with those.
Yeah.
You throw them, they splat, you get soaked, but you can reuse them. They're not going to pop.
Well, sometimes the problem with water balloons is they don't pop when they
exactly.
hit you. Is that they'll pop when they hit the ground, and then it's just a waste of
time. The problem is they always pop when you don't want them to, and they never pop when you do. That's
right.
The problem.
Yeah.
Right. It's that simple.
I've never... that's the reason why I put it. I have never had fun using a water balloon.
I've had fun using
life.
Them, no, but because somebody else filled them up.
I didn't want to interrupt Zach while he's doing it. But when he said, I can only assume it was a woman, and he said, I'm going to get in trouble for that, my thought process was, you might as well have just said, I can only assume it's a low-income black woman. Like, it just get really
how would that be better?
No, it wouldn't be better. That's my point. Why would you say that?
Because I just assumed it was a woman.
No women are listening anyway. I'm pretty sure it's, like, all dudes. Okay.
I want to know what you have.
Is it a far-out one?
No. Well, I mean, it's far from here.
Okay. 2 minutes on the clock.
Wait, what?
Go.
Okay. Now, there are many qualities that make America great. Many defining qualities that make America better than most countries.
Shots fired.
And the main one, the defining one, in my point of view, is the foot, the mile, the inch, the gallon. If you will. Well, no, they use those in England too. I don't want to confuse. They're just different.
They're currency.
They use pounds, but they're different. I don't want to confuse people. The metric system. Now, honestly, why? Why are we using the metric system? Who is using it? Honestly, because let me just say, the metric system, oh, it's all established in base 10s and it's like really simple. Who wants that? Why would we want that? Because, look, I'm a marketing, you know, I'm a marketing man. I'm a businessman, right?
I'm a marketing. All about that market, yo.
Right, though? Aren't I?
Yes, you are.
I'm all about image. Yes.
You're
marketing,
a marketing
business,
man.
Selling. That's what I
no,
do.
He is.
When I think Nick Evangelista, I think, wow, what a marketing
Most
man.
People do. Maybe you don't because
what
you're
a traditional
an idiot.
Marketing
now,
man.
Now, here's the thing. If we use things like the metric system,
yeah.
It's too easy for people. It's too easy. Quite frankly, they can figure it out. When Amen. You're telling them, you know, when you tell someone that something comes in an arbitrary amount of units, they can't distinguish. Like, you know, if I was gonna sell food at a grocery store, let's say I was gonna sell milk, all right? I can sell you Or let's say soda. We'll make it easier because they already use that in the metric system, okay? You can buy a liter of soda. You know exactly how much you're getting. I'm getting a liter of soda for this price. You can compare that to other drinks. Liters, liters, liters. You can compare everything, all right? When I do it, I'm going to sell a desk of soda. A desk of soda. You want to know why? People won't know. People don't know what that means. For all I know, it could be a really tiny desk, all right? And I can upcharge that shit. A hammock of cake. There we go. This is what I'm talking about. I can charge any price I want for that, and nobody can distinguish. You know, as a marketing man, the metric system is a waste. It's useless.
Bonus points for marketing, man. Bonus points in that line.
I would like to say, I would have had a tough time with this
one. You love the metric system.
I love the metric system.
No, I
because it's easy. How many countries are there in the world? Like 200 something?
Lots.
Like 400 or something. Lots, it's like a ridiculous number. Way more. Or no, that might be the number of languages. It's like,
oh, yeah, no.
Or it's like thousands. It's ridiculous. Anyway, there's some ridiculous numbers out
there. There are two countries in this world that use the empirical system.
There are two? I thought there was only one.
Nope. Us and some small-ass fucking country. I'm pretty sure it's in Africa.
Like Ghana or some shit.
No, why? Like, I've never even heard of these people.
Yeah. Okay.
There's two people. Look it up. If it's Ghana, I'm going to be mad. I have 1%
battery, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. It's there's two people who use it. Americans and us. Onto the milk thing. You know in Canada, they sell milk in bags?
Yeah.
I love that, even though I don't drink milk.
They don't sell that? It in, like, a carton or jug. They sell it in the bag, and it's fucking great.
2% and 1%?
Fuck 2%.
We were talking about that before. A little discussion beforehand about milk. All right.
So you picked me last.
That was a difficult one to do.
No, him last.
Yeah.
That was hard because
That is hard. Because the metric system is the vastly better system.
I am not for the tyranny, though, of base 10. I feel like
it's the U.S. and Liberia.
No, it's not Liberia.
That's what it says. Who uses the imperial? Wait, imperial or empirical?
Imperial.
Which countries use English units?
I don't even know. Burma, Liberia, and the United States.
Burma was the one I couldn't think of.
So it's Burma, Liberia,
then I guess
and the
Liberia
United
just changed
States.
Something.
No, I just don't like how we've decided that 10 is the base to everything. I don't like
but
that.
But it's such a nice number.
Why? Because we have 10 fingers?
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it. I
you know they still use hands to measure the height of horses?
Yeah, I knew that.
How do we come up with the mile? Can I ask you that? Because, like, the foot I can almost understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know how they came up with the size of an acre, if that helps.
It doesn't, because, because well, unless acres, unless a certain number of acres add up to a mile.
I feel like a mile's got to be the distance between two, like...
Look it up.
Right.
To the interweb.
Like, sort of like what isn't like an astronomical unit, like the distance between the sun and the earth or something? Like,
yes.
I feel like it's similar to that. You know what I mean? Like, there was like two big landmarks that like, all right, this is a mile. It's like from the post office to the town hall or something.
It's just very frustrating.
Why is the mile 5,000? In Elizabethan times, around 1600, to accommodate the furlong, which was 660 feet, it was easier to fix the mile rather than the furlong for legal reasons. Hence, 8 furlongs is 5,280 feet. So it is...
8 furlongs is what it is.
8 furlongs.
That's retarded.
Mentally challenged.
That's mentally challenged. Are we going to go there again?
Who'd you pick?
Okay.
Nobody's picking mine today, man.
No, I picked
two. I think.
Yeah.
No, I picked one.
You both picked one, so I think next round you're both going to pick me again.
All right, I've done this ramp before, so I'll see.
You?
Yeah, I have. I've done that.
Oh, yeah, you have.
Yeah, you have.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. I mean, we all have.
Yeah, if you want to.
I think we do it every day.
If you want to time me.
Yeah,
we all do this rant every day, actually.
All right, ready?
In my spare time, I like to do public speaking. That seems to be like a common pastime of mine. I am available for all bookings at high schools. If you want me to speak to your children and to talk to them about their future and talk to them about what they can come to expect in the real world and can give them advice on where they are going from someone that was there at some point in their exact same shoes, I will come and speak to the youth of America. What will I talk about? What will be my number one piece of advice? I will tell you exactly what it is. That fucking college is a cancer on the skin of society. okay? We've been sitting in the sun for too long, and those UV rays gave us cancerous moles, and we only have a few months to live, ladies and gentlemen. That is what college is doing to our society. We go in, I was going to a gay-ass school in Boston, and that is not... Both gay and ass are very relevant adjectives in this particular case.
They are. You shouldn't be saying it.
Great school. I loved it. I enjoyed all the gayness of it. It was a fun time. But I went there, and I paid a ridiculous amount of money to get a gay degree, and I couldn't afford it, and I had to... So I had to leave
Stop
the gay school.
Gay. Stop saying gay.
In order to get a gay job at Target. Okay? College destroys lives, and I am glad that I escaped their clutches before so many other unlucky souls like myself. Stay away from college. Stay as far away from possible. Don't go! You're gay. How about that? No. College is the worst. I've talked about it several times on The Nico Show, which you can hear on NicoEmpire.com. And while you're there, click the Amazon banner and help support all the podcasts that I do. And that's college.
Minus points for the plug-in.
No. Minus points for every time you said gay.
So do we want to do one more round through, probably?
Yeah,
that sound good?
Yeah, let's do one more.
So I just want to say, can I just say one thing?
Yes.
Now, you guys know I'm a avid supporter of the homosexual agenda to to take over the United States. You know that. No, but I do support gays. And and I'm very supportive of...
What the fuck is going on?
No, I want to make a comment. I'm very supportive of... You mentioned gay several times.
Yes.
Several.
I'm very supportive of the gender fluidity movement.
Yes.
As it will.
I swear to God, if you put the same thing I put...
I don't know. But here's one thing that's really, really... Not frustrates me, but confuses me. Oh, is that you can have two people, let's say two men or whatever, sex, not gender... two men who are together, who are gender neutral, and they can still be gay, but also gender neutral.
You lost me.
How can you be gay and gender neutral? Because if you don't have a gender, then being gay is defined as, like, two people of the same gender, but if you both don't have a gender, how does that work? Like, that confuses me. Gender fluidity and... being homosexual at the same time, it throws me off a little. It just weirds me out. By definition. Technicalities. It's not a big deal.
Okay, Zach,
my brain physically hurts.
I don't know. I've just been thinking about that.
I didn't follow that at all.
Why? Why have you been thinking about that?
How am I fucking going to do this one?
Right,
can I put it back and pick another one?
What'd you get?
Can I put it back and pick right, another
minutes,
one?
Right? I like to go on my rants, and I like to do it towards the end of the show when nobody's listening anymore.
I'm sorry, what?
Good point. Good idea. It's least likely we're going to get in trouble. All right.
I don't know how I'm going to do this one.
It's from class.
Oh, yeah! That is from class. All right, ready? 2 minutes on the clock.
Hold on. I have nothing.
What are you, George Costanza? You can pull another one. I don't care.
Okay.
Pull another one.
All right, we got to pull another one of mine.
Yeah, I'll pull another one.
The card said apples and oranges on it.
That makes no sense. You could have ranted about people using the phrase comparing apples. You could have done anything with it.
But the phrase makes sense.
No, it doesn't, actually.
Yes, it does.
Because apples and oranges are not that much different.
They say you can't compare apples and oranges. You can. You can compare them in terms of acidity. Yes. You can compare them in terms of size. You can compare them in terms of mass.
They're both in the same food group. Like, why are apples and oranges, like, the standard for diametrically opposed things?
Yeah, they say you can't compare them, but you can several ways.
You definitely can. Look at it. Look at this gold we just gave you. You could have used it in your 2 minutes. All right.
Okay. You're using compare in a way I don't use compare. Mm-hmm. When I think compare, I mean you find similarities between the two.
That's what I'm saying. You find similarities between them.
No! They're different sizes! They're different colors!
Two minutes on the clock. Ready?
I'm going with this one, which I can do. Why can I do this one, but not apples and oranges?
Because you're a racist.
Oh, this will go good.
I'm a racist?
I don't know.
He is not only both my race, but also my religion.
Go.
The Pope. Okay? I don't know. How am I racist? Okay, anyway. The Pope. I have always had an issue with organized religion, and the fact that there's this guy who is in charge of organized... Isn't that a great start? Who is in charge of organized religion, and his word is all, and whatever he says goes. It doesn't make sense. He's the fucking cop. He's the cop, okay? Not only is he the cop, he's the commissioner. He's the president of the police union for... He's not, like, physically... He's not actually. I want to put that out. If you are, kudos, dude. That's awesome. But he's the top of the top. Why can't he say something, but and then everyone has to follow it, but then the one before him says something different, and then everyone follow it, and we just fucking switch? That's not what religion is. Religion is, okay, you believe in this thing. I don't understand why we need somebody at the very top to say, hey, you can believe in this. You cannot believe in this. You can do this. You can't do this. You can do that. You can't do this again. I don't get it. There's no reason why. Why is he close to God? I feel like anybody can be as close to God as the Pope is. Why? What?
Mention his progressive rock album.
What? He made a progressive rock album?
If you listened to Nico Radio this week, you would have heard about
Nico,
it.
Nico, I don't listen to Nico Radio.
Yeah, he's doing a progressive rock album. I'm sorry, continue.
Anyway,
it's on Spotify.
It doesn't make sense to me that there's one guy who God chooses to talk to, and this one guy gets to determine the course of all of a... Is Christianity the umbrella, or is Catholicism the umbrella?
Christianity is.
Christianity? Okay. Why is this one guy... Why does he get the final say in what all of Christianity does?
It's only Catholicism. He only controls Catholicism.
I always thought he was the head of the Christian church.
No, he's the head of the Catholic church.
Why does this one guy get to decide what happens in all of Catholicism?
Because he has a hat.
Because he doesn't even wear it. This new one refused.
He doesn't.
He got rid of the throne. He lives in an apartment. He doesn't live. He doesn't live in the
Vatican. In like the
no. He lives in this like shitty ass apartment.
Oh my god.
He doesn't live it.
He doesn't dress nice or eat a lot. Fuck, he doesn't go around.
He's
in
not
limo.
Flashy at all.
He doesn't use a limo. He uses the Ford Focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
He got rid of the Pope Mobile.
Then he drew a Fiat.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Here, take mine.
Oh.
Is it your turn?
Is it his turn?
Yeah, it is his turn. Mm-hmm.
What was my thing? What did you pull from me last time?
No, I just want him to do that one.
Oh, come on. No, we're alternating people we draw.
Right. Oh, wait. Hold on.
This is the last one. Though.
That one's not really.
This is the last one, though.
I know, like... but you're going against the system.
Okay.
Do you? No, I like mine better than
no,
yours.
No, he's going against
which
the
one
system.
Which one?
He's going against.
Which one
the
do
system.
You want him to do? But it's the last one. Make sure it's good. That's all I'm saying. And is it better than this one?
Fuck that one.
Why? I think he could have had fun with this one.
You know, there's awkward silence. You better cut all this out.
Leaving it all in.
All right, folks. Sorry about that. We're back. You're cutting it here.
I'm not.
At 102.
I don't edit.
That's true. He does.
I don't edit.
You're the worst.
All right,
you are the worst.
Okay, so for the record, I wanted Nick to do prostate cancer, but he didn't want to.
No, I wanted to go with the system.
Thank you. Order.
All right, ready?
Mm.
2 minutes.
One moment. Okay, well, I'll go.
Or not. At all.
Now, I have an issue. All right? I have a major issue. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. What if you're allergic to apples? It doesn't. Apple products. Now, I know Zach wants me to talk about... I know Zach wants me to talk about the largest corporation in the world, Apple. I don't know what that means. But I'm not going to. I'm not going to. I'm going to talk about... products that have apples in them.
Touche.
Applesauce, apple juice, apple cider, all of that shit. Apple teenies.
Mm-mm.
You just named
four of the most amazing things.
I hate the flavor of apple.
Ooh,
fun fact.
Hot take.
I don't like fruit in general.
Wow.
Unless they're people. I support the fruits. But I don't support fruit. I don't like any fruits with the exception of, like, blueberries, bananas, and a watermelon. Like, one watermelon.
Do you like tomatoes?
Tomatoes are a... I don't want to get off on a tangent here, but tomatoes are a fruit, but only in terms of... Yeah, you can pause it real quick. Okay. Tomatoes are a fruit, but only in terms of, what is it?
Culinarily, aren't they?
No. They're in terms of nutrition, they're a vegetable. In terms of, like
what they actually gardening
or like
for culinary use.
I'm pretty sure not culinary. It's the word for plants or whatever. In terms of plant
botany,
in terms of plants, they're a fruit. But in terms of nutrition, they're a vegetable.
Continue.
Doesn't matter. It's still a fruit.
And resume.
Now, if you guys okay, so let's talk about Jolly Ranchers here. Okay, Jolly Ranchers. Ooh. All right, you ever had a Jolly Rancher? You love Jolly Ranchers, right? We all love Jolly Ranchers. They're fantastic. The worst Jolly Rancher, hands down, is the Apple Jolly Rancher, the green apple. It is garbage. It's gross. It tastes like shit. And everything apple flavor that I've ever had is just not good. Especially real apples.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, real apples are fucking.
Miguel, you eat nothing. Shut up.
I do love
apples. Let me tell you something. They always have fucking worms in them. And you know why we give them to teachers? Because teachers are the fucking devil. We give them apples because they're no, I'm just kidding. I love teachers.
I'm searching for that leap.
But honestly,
I can't seem to find it.
Honestly, this is just it's. I have a friend who's not my friend anymore, actually, at all. But I know a kid who's allergic to apples. He can't eat them. And they're in fucking everything. How the hell is he supposed to... It's just... They're horrible. They taste like shit. And I don't want to do these rants anymore. I really don't.
You're wrong.
What's the worst... What's worse than a worm in your apple?
The Holocaust.
That's sad.
What's worse than the Holocaust?
Two worms in apple. Okay.
Oh, my God. All right,
which one do you want me to do? I'll do one more.
You got to do mine for the system.
I don't know what this is.
He does. I explained it to him earlier.
I do. Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Nick, for the record, what I'm about to talk about is something that Nick just introduced me to.
There's the actually a lot of things that I hate.
Yeah.
I don't hate people, though. The only thing I don't hate is people. I love people.
I hate many things, though. I hate a lot
but
of
I hate a lot of things, yeah, especially when it comes to, like...
I mean, I could have put a lot of things. I had so much material, like, that I could have done for myself. I wanted to apply something to you guys, but, like, fireworks. I always thought about I hate fireworks.
See, I didn't try applying anything to you guys. I just threw shit out there.
County fairs, I hate.
Hate
county fairs. Oh, my God, I hate county... I hate all that shit. Balloons was one. Bubbles. I hate bubbles.
You hate bubbles?
I hate bubbles.
How do you hate bubbles? You are no man.
They're pointless.
You are an alien.
Bubbles suck. All right. Okay. You ready?
Bubbles are amazing. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the liberal agenda has done a lot of negative to our society, including a pompous elitism that is only perpetrated by the upper educated class of both politicians and first class citizens. We live in a society in which the average working day man, the simple man, the everyday farmers kind of man, the farmers, the factory workers, the mechanics, the simpletons, get a raw deal because they're not as educated. They're not as hoity-toity. They don't go to the theater. They don't see shows. They don't listen to Beethoven. They are not upper class. And most importantly, they do not use serif fonts. What are serif fonts? See, here's the thing. These elitist liberals, these highfalutin assholes. You restart the clock. I like that. Do not use...
I didn't start the clock until he actually started talking about the fucking word.
It was a minute.
I know.
And this is... You've done it every time, for the record.
These people do not use fonts like the rest of us simpletons. They don't simply use regular, spaced, and constructed fonts with no special squiggles, no extra flair, no pompousness, no... Bullshit! Serif fonts are the types of fonts that have little squiggles. Can I explain it? It's like little squiggles on top of your letters, right, Zach? So it's like, you ever seen like those fonts? It's like, there's a G, but there's also a little bubble on the bottom of your G because you gotta make it look fancy and all of a sudden you gotta be like fucking Thomas Jefferson all of a sudden with your lettering. No, it's stupid. I stand for simpleness in my fonts. I stand with the common man. I stand with the person that wants the letter A to look like a letter A. No fighting business. We speak the truth. We are right to the point. And we do not try to disguise it with spin. We don't disguise it with fancy lettering. With the flair of intelligence and sophistication. We speak the truth. And I believe the common man stands with the regular lettering, with the lettering of Helvetica, with the lettering of Arial, with the lettering of Comic Sans, and they certainly do not stand with Times New Roman or,
Georgia.
Or Georgia. Fuck serif fonts.
That's how you drag it out?
Is that time?
Nope.
How much time I got?
Just keep going.
No, serif fonts, actually, I really like serif fonts, but Nick doesn't. All the things said, no, I really like serif fonts, but Nick didn't, and I was surprised by that today. Anyway, that's my rant.
You explain it to me? I still don't understand. But Mr. Romney, I asked you about your education plan. Follow the record, Nico.
Yes.
The quickest you've gotten to the topic was 37 seconds.
I thought it was 45, but okay. All right, so Zach, I'm going to show you a picture of a serif font versus a non-serif font.
Serif fonts. I'm kind of upset that you guys didn't put coconut.
That's for another day.
So these are serif fonts, right?
So normal
fonts. See how it has this circle right here? You see how there's like that little extra squiggle there? Those little extra pieces that come out?
So in other words, it's not how you would write it.
So normal font.
Oh, it's sans is the other one. It's a sans serif. And these are the ones that don't have any squiggles.
Right.
They don't have any pieces.
Oh, look, I did get it right. It was Arial and Comic Sans. Yeah,
yeah. Helvetica. See, these are like plain. There's nothing on them.
Wow. I know fonts all
but
too
serifs,
well.
But serifs all have these little extra pieces. I hate those. With a passion. I don't like them. I don't think they look good. Whenever I write a paper, I don't like them. I don't think they look good. They bother me. I'm just like not about it.
At first, I was surprised, but then I wasn't surprised because I figure he's so OCD about it.
Like, I'm not that OCD. I just like simple. I don't think they're necessary, and they probably waste ink.
Amen.
See, if you guys really wanted to aim anything towards me, you should have put toilets, like urinals.
Oh, you hate the urinal.
Because I could have gone.
He hates the urinal.
I could have gone on that.
What do you hate about the urinal?
Oh, we've talked about this, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Have we? Maybe.
Yes. I think they're pointless. They're useless. The two things I hate most in the world are white socks and urinals.
Yeah, like, don't you always wear white socks?
That's all I own, but all I want are black socks.
Go out and buy black socks.
I don't buy my socks. I get them for Christmas.
It's not the socks you want. It's the socks you deserve, Nick. all right. This was a fun little experiment. I
would like to do this again one time.
I would, too.
We
forgot to tie this in, yeah, to, like, the whole theme of the show, though. It's like, we were talking about why each of these things are a thing.
Yeah, that was kind of the point.
That was kind of, like, the point, but we forgot to mention that until an hour and 12 minutes.
I mean, nobody listens.
No, that's true. Yeah, why are these things a thing?
But we like most of them, so.
Yeah, there you go. no, this is a lot of fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. I thought we did a good job.
Yeah, we did pretty well.
You don't like the apple Jolly Rancher?
No, I don't.
Oh, they're gross. They're so nasty,
Nick,
man.
Shut up.
No. You, and I love, and
you,
I do.
You just said you don't like Apple. I get that. You like Apple, and you don't like the Apple Jolly Rancher?
I like Granny Smith apples. I love apple cider. I love apple juice. I love the taste of apples. Something about the Jolly Rancher I just don't like.
I'll eat a crisp. Huh. I will eat a crisp Macintosh, and that is it.
Really, I hate the Macintosh.
The crisp one. Oh. I will eat those. They're sweet. They're tiny.
Granny Smith.
Oh, sour. God.
Granny Smith.
They're so sour.
I put salt
on
it.
It's the best.
Salt?
No, here's why. No, wow. No. Here's why.
Okay.
If you put a little bit of salt
on
something, it brings out the natural sweetness of it.
Really?
Yeah. So if you... I'm not saying I just put the salt. I'm saying, you take it. Sometimes I slice it up. Sometimes I don't. Usually I just take a bite. And then just take a little bit of salt and sprinkle it on top. And you take a bite out of it. It's a little sour. It's more sweet than a Granny Smith apple is, and I like salt. It's just a hint of saltiness to it, but it brings out the natural sweetness. I put salt on watermelon too because I don't like the natural taste of watermelon. I like the really, really sweet watermelon.
See, I enjoy the sourness of the Granny Smith.
I do too. The reason it does that is because the salt just absorbs the water.
Yeah.
So it's just all that's left is the flavor, really.
Yeah.
All right.
That's.
I also eat the rind of the watermelon.
I like doing that in cucumber. I'll put a salt in cucumbers. That's...
Put adobo on them.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what adobo is?
All right.
See, you didn't know what serifs were.
Because I'm a normal person.
Most people know what seraphs are.
Oh, man. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Educated people, like,
the liberals,
shit.
The liberals do.
The people who would be using them.
The liberal agenda. I can't believe you went. All right.
I decided anyways, seraphon's liberal.
Anyways.
I call it a good podcast.
What are we going to do next time? What do you think?
I don't know.
Now, we had a... I'm going to make mention of this. Drangula sent us a request.
Our favorite listener
sent us a request on Twitter to do Birdemic.
Yes. So maybe we'll do that next week. It's a movie.
Because you didn't tell me.
Oh,
it just happened earlier today. Like,
yeah, it happened like a couple hours ago.
Then why do you know about it?
Because he did it to me.
He tweeted him.
So why does he know?
He was in class with me when it happened.
So you didn't tell me?
You don't check Twitter. Hey, maybe if you were on Twitter more.
We were in class.
Yeah, we have a class together.
So?
We didn't talk about that this week.
I don't text in class. I only tweet.
What about after class?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, I'm left out a lot.
Read your fucking Twitter feed, dude. I wasn't even at
I don't even have Twitter on my phone anymore. I don't use it.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe it should be a good podcast.
I don't understand the point behind Twitter.
Interact with your audience.
I don't understand the
point behind Twitter. I don't use Twitter. Twitter comes to me. I don't go to Twitter.
I hate Twitter.
Twitter comes to me.
Anyway, so we'll continue arguing after we're done with the podcast. But until then, you've been very naughty.
Naughty.
We'll see you next week, maybe.
Fruit something.
Maybe.
Bye.
It helps if you get stopped.